Take a break, take a mini break to stop stress so you be able to get back to your flow and make way for your creativity. Because the stress, if it adds up or you have it often or you combine it with something like singing, and you don't like to sing anymore because it was stressful, someone said something bad to you, then it might even stop you in your way to your dreams. So that's this tiny little step. Step out, stop your stress for the moment, calm yourself, and then think, what do I want to do now? Make that conscious choice for the next step. By doing so, you're not only calming that actual stress in that moment, but you also, if you're repeating this exercise, like making your whole situation better, because you more often can decide, what do I want to do next? So what I'm teaching you or showing you now is a very short mindfulness relaxation technique. If you're familiar with it, it might like cost 5 minutes. Maybe I'm doing 5, 6, or 7 minutes right now. If you are familiar with any breathing technique or mindfulness technique or relaxation technique, that will be good for you because you're familiar already with parts of this mini ritual. So the first thing you want to do if you want to follow me in this exercise is choose a situation you remember you had lately, a stress situation. Normally in everyday life, the ritual begins the moment you recognize you're in stress and say, oh, this is stress. That's not normal. I don't want to feel like that. And I can do something about it. So, first step, please choose a scene you remember and you want to apply that technique on. The first thing you do is you take 3 deep breaths. Let's do this. 3 deep breaths. You recognize how you feel better just breathing. And these deep breaths mark the threshold to your own inner world. You're coming back to yourself with these breaths. It's easy. It's natural. After breathing, next step is feel your body. And now feel the tension in your body, where the stress is. Might be the shoulders, might be the neck, might be the jaw. Typical, but there are different places too. And now we don't avoid the tension for this moment. We go there and just feel. Where is it? How does it feel like? That's mindfulness. I feel as it is. I don't change it. Just be with your body for a whole minute maybe. You're scanning your body for this, for these tension areas. Just be with yourself. Let it happen. The body deserves your attention, even if it has tension. Maybe the tension has given you a small relief, this exercise. So next step is feel your emotions. Now feel your emotions. Usually we like to avoiding them too, but they're just normal. Stress is negative feelings. So let's make a little list and I'll name these feelings and you'll just go through them and say, do I have this particular one? Do I have several one? That's like worry or fear, It's like anger or rage even, or plain excitement? Is it sadness in some way, or is shame? Unusually often we have shame. So, and be with them for a moment, with these feelings. They're just feelings. You go there instead of avoiding them. They're normal. Let them be. And in the next step, give yourself self-compassion. Give yourself compassion. You can put your hand on the chest in a gesture of comfort. Feel the warmth of your hand. And with this mixture of feelings, isn't it understandable you got stress? It's not so easy when you feel like that, right? So give yourself that moment of understanding and tell yourself, yeah, this is hard. You deserve comfort. And think of all the others who feel like that too. It's not that uncommon. And this kind of emotional mixture and of suffering is part of life. We all go through it. So tell yourself something kind, something friendly, some comfort in a word like, may I be kind with myself in this situation? You may feel the warmth of your hand, the warmth of your feelings. And maybe you can even feel that being stressed often means we feel like helpless, a little younger, maybe our younger selves. And they're under pressure, and maybe you want to give a message to your younger self, to your smaller you. Just say one sentence she needs to hear, or he needs to hear. Like, I'm with you now. We're doing this together. So this was the core of the exercise: emotions, self-compassion, and a friendly message. And maybe now is the point to get back. Think about it. There are already two of you: a younger self that's comforted, an older self that can say, I'm with you. And maybe there's a third one who can have perspective, knows about your vision, or can think about a next step. You're in control again now. You can think about a choice, about a next step with clear vision. This is gain perspective. And then next step, you come back by drawing a deep breath again, back to daylight consciousness. You look, open your eyes and look. You listen. What do you hear? Back in your normal state. And from that point on, next step is you go on differently with a conscious choice. Thank you. So this stopping point can be a great starting point for the things you want to do.